Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Craig Breslow yesterday.
The old, it takes two to tango defense.
Oh, we heard a lot about that.
Sure did.
I think the catchphrase he went to over and over again, and we all have our crutches.
Keith. Yeah, I know what yours is.
What's that now?
Was it jumping or diving? Yeah. What's the guy who called you out for?
Oh, yeah, jumping.
Jumping. Jump in here.
Jump right in, guys.
Jump in.
I thought you were going to say Brez Pro was mine.
Well, no, not anymore.
No, not anymore. No, we retired that yesterday.
Former Breslow fan club member.
Former
president, even.
I was the leader.
Yeah.
I was the leader.
I don't think anyone's left.
Nope.
There weren't many to begin with.
Nope.
And
nope,
now
nope.
I think
there were about to be so many. Yeah. If Yahoo and Fox Sports just had it right,
you were the Fresh Prince meme where you were in the room looking around by yourself.
Like, hey, you guys already.
Anybody
left?
Else like Breslow?
Guys, it's 5:59.
Like, he just got Dustin May. Get out of there. Get out.
Honestly, I wish Breslow. And that was the one question he got yesterday about Devers. I wish he was. And he leaned into it a touch. He's like, well, we've won a lot of games and we have versatility and flexibility without him, and like we're playing pretty well without him.
But there's plenty of stuff to rip Breslow for. You don't need to bring up Devers. Devers is actually a good move.
But I'm saying, Breslow should lean in on that. He should have done the same thing with Curtis this morning. Curtis asked him about not trading prospects and falling in love with his farm system. He's like, oh, like Kyle Teal, one of the top prospects in baseball, who I traded for Garrett Crochet?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like that? And so that would be, you know, moving the goalpost and ignoring yesterday. But I wish Breslow would lean in on some of that. And I think just him like meekly, kind of sheepishly defending the Devers trade, which I think he was clearly right about, is also a letdown yesterday. I would have dropped the nuts on the table and thrown that in people's face.
Yeah, but I think it's tough to look back at the offseason and kind of point that. Devers, you're right. You have a little bit more, because that was an in-season trade.
Well, he was just asked directly about Devers. There.
So that one makes a little bit more sense. Like, if you want to do that, I sort of get that. But I don't know. There's really not much you can fall back on when all the teams around you made moves. All the teams around you got better. So it's not even just the hypothetical players that didn't get traded. And there were a bunch of those guys. I mean, we talked a lot about Joe Ryan, but we also talked a lot about Mitch Keller.
Dylan Cease.
A lot of these names came up.
Zach Gallen.
But enough did get traded. Enough guys that would have been, if you wanted a bullpen arm, and you basically told us that you did by acquiring Steven Matz, a bunch of closers got traded. And if you said you wanted a starter, at least Merrill Kelly is one obvious one that is significantly better than Dustin May.
And Texas wanted the luxury tax to do it.
Yep.
So, I mean, good for them. Toronto got Shane Bieber. Detroit got Kyle Finnegan, a closer, and Charlie Morton.
Bradfell liked those first two moves a lot. Like, I looked at Shane Bieber and
Finnegan.
Kyle
Finnegan,
like, okay. And, like, Bradfell was like, no, these two guys could help.
I mean, look,
both those teams
we mocked Charlie Morton. I wish they got Charlie Morton instead of May and Matz.
That would have seemed like a win.
Like, I thought Charlie Morton was the floor. Turns out, no, there was a basement.
No.
Maybe even a subterranean. Houston got Carlos Correa. I think people are way overrating that move, but it's still better than anything the Red Sox did.
Right. And he's going to play third base for them.
Jesus Sanchez. Is that where he's going to play?
Yeah, Correa's going to play third.
And I thought Sanchez was going to bump Altuve out of left field, so I think he's going back to the infield, I thought is what I saw, or at least getting out of the outfield. The Yankees got two closers, Bednar and Doval, so that's a deep bullpen. We'll see what goes on with Judge for them. Seattle got two great bats, Suarez and Naylor. Texas got Kelly, as you mentioned. Even Tampa improved. I thought they were about to fire sale.
They got a guy I would have taken. We just saw him.
They got Griffin Jacks.
Yeah.
And Adrian Hoser? Whoever he is.
Sam Hauser?
Again, those are better. You got a reliever and a starter. Tampa got a better reliever and starter than you did.
Somehow, Tampa more of a buyer? Their owner must be willing to spend the bucks.
So, like, I don't know that Tampa all of a sudden is a playoff team, but
they might catch you. Actually, no. They improved more than you did.
They improved more than you did yesterday.
Will Tampa finish ahead of the Red Sox at the end of the season?
I mean,
they might.
Yeah, that's in play now.
They might.
I thought as of yesterday you were going to get Yandy Diaz from them. I was hoping.
No.
And it turns out they might have gotten better than you. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
This is devastating. Do the Red Sox have a starting pitcher tonight yet?
No.
Yeah, that's Cooper Criswell.
Oh, they did announce one? As of last night, Breslow was asked directly about that last night, too. He's like, hey, and I'll paraphrase.
Yeah.
But somebody asked, it might have been Cotillo. They're like, oh, by the way, do you have a starter for tomorrow? He's like, yeah, we were kind of hoping to see how today went.
Awesome. Awesome. Not to give away the full Rich Keefe pick of the week. It's going to be a parlay involving an Astros win. I don't like to do that often.
Smart.
I usually pick the Boston teams.
I think the fan base will be on your side today, Keefe, even if it's just for one day.
Yep.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I kind of do.
I definitely understand it now.
Had to come around.
I didn't get it until about 6 o'clock last night. Now I get it. Johnny is in Brooklyn. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, guys? So I love you both. I love the show. I just completely disagree from the jump about the Devers trade. I understand they've been playing well. They were playing well before they traded him. 8 of 11.
Not really.
Yesterday they made that trade. They went 8 of 11 before they traded him.
They were one game over 500, and he's tanked the Giants.
He's tanked the Giants. They're pitching and the guy is not hitting great in one position in the lineup. I don't think it's totally on him.
He's hitting .219.
Yeah, I think they thought he was going to be much more of an impact.
I mean, let's be fair.
If you didn't like the Devers trade
at the time, fine. But like, let's acknowledge what's happened since.
That's fine, but he's got a 10-year contract, so the guy's got a chance to, you know, be good again.
No,
I think as you slowly back away from your take about Breslow, I think that there will be a time where we back away from the fact that what we got for Devers is now this guy May, who sucked.
No, that's right. What they got for Devers was always trash.
But
that was always
trash. Gone.
Me too.
Yeah, 10 years left, that's not a positive.
No.
He's like, oh, well, he could turn it around. Like, I don't want him for 10 years.
No, he looks like he's going to age well, Keith.
Sure.
He's 300 pounds at age 28. It looks like that's going to age super well.
Yeah, but he played first base that one time. It's great.
Play is a loose term on that one.
Yeah, he was out there.
He's hitting like Henderson, Hicks.
They both suck.
The reason I believed in the Red Sox was the Devers trade. Proof is in the pudding on that one.
No, but we were told
if it changes, we'll update. Yeah. We update it every single day. We do it every single day in the grab bag. Every single day it gets worse and worse for the Giants.
We were told
it was getting better and better for the Red Sox. That's probably about to change.
For sure. Devers talk was wild, though, because on the one hand, people were saying he's a generational bat. Then on the other hand, they're like, it's a horrible contract. Nobody will take it. It's like, well, how can a guy making, like, what is it, $29 million a year be, like, the worst contract ever? And yet he's also, like, one of the world's greatest hitters. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he's gone.
Me too.
Rafael Devers.
They could have gotten more
and
for him.
I wouldn't even have brought his name up had they added a couple of players that were worth a damn last night.
The victory lap I would have taken if my guy Breslow did anything at the trade deadline.
He did not. No, in fact, he was aggressive, though.
Hang on.
He was real aggressive.
In fact,
yeah.
Not only did he not get anything,
no,
which I think is fair. You know, if Dustin May comes in and is awesome, well, then we'll eat our words on this. Wouldn't be the first time. But I'm not very
fearful. Dustin May and Steven Matz.
Very fearful of it.
No.
If we're wrong, we're wrong. But as of right now, they got nothing.
Well, you'll see May on Sunday.
Oh, good.
Joe Ryan's pitching tonight for the Twins.
Nice.
No. Nobody else is on the Twins. They traded the other 20 guys on the roster, but there he is.
This is just one guy, Kylie McDaniel at ESPN, but this caught my eye.
Okay.
He ranked all 97 prospects that moved at the trade deadline.
Good Lord.
97 prospects.
Guys putting in the work.
The Red Sox traded 3.
Yeah.
They were all in the top 30.
Oh, boy. And they got nothing to show for it.
So not only did they get, and I don't care that they traded 3 top 30 prospects.
No, I get your point.
I don't give a crap about that.
That makes it look even worse. It's like Breslow actually, considering what got traded, traded higher end guys.
Okay.
And got maybe the worst return.
Here's what should really fit. So hang on, let me give you the numbers real quick. So number 27, Zach Earhart, who they threw into the Dustin May trade.
Amelia Earhart's grandson.
He's a rental, by the way. May's a rental. They gave up two prospects for him.
Yeah, 2 months of Dustin May.
Let's see. They also give up Blaze Jordan, who was 17th for Steven Matz. And then they give up the number seven player who moved at the deadline. Thank you, Joe. James Tibbs, who they got for Devers.
The third.
James Tibbs, the third.
Yep.
Who they got for Devers.
I wasn't sure you were talking about, but now I got it.
They got him for Devers. And ready? The prospects who moved, the eighth and ninth prospects.
Yep.
So you traded Tibbs and another prospect for May, who blows.
Right.
The number eight prospect that moved, according to Kylie McDaniel, netted the Mariners' Eugenio Suarez.
Oh, my God. Who is fifth in the majors in home runs this year.
The number nine prospect who moved.
Yeah.
Went for Merrill Kelly.
It was like a mid-threes or a below mid-threes ERA the Snakes. It was good in the playoffs 2 years ago.
I don't care at all they traded James Tibbs. Yep. I wish they traded the password and Peyton Tolley and Brandon Clark and Franklin Arias and every other prospect that I don't give two craps about.
Clarence Weatherspoon.
But if you're going to trade James Tibbs,
yeah,
and he's the caliber of prospect who netted you other teams, Suarez and Merrill Kelly, why didn't you trade him for Suarez or Merrill Kelly?
Teams have to like our players.
They don't like him.
Why did you only end up with Dustin May for this guy who it sounds like could have got you way more?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't Tibbs one of the things that you're like, hey, we traded Devers, this all-star hitting Devers, and we got Tibbs in return. And then you immediately flip it for 2 months of Dustin May.
Bingo.
Insane.
It's like somehow it's the worst of all worlds.
Yeah, it's bad.
You want to hear Rosenthal? You've mentioned Rosenthal a couple of times. You want to play this? It's long.
Lil' Kane Rosenthal.
It's long, but it's worth it.
That's what I've heard that.
I've never heard that.
Sadly, in my dreams.
No. Yeah.
I woke up. I was like, what? What'd you say?
I'm more in the Ken Rosenthal.
Feeble?
Yeah. Teeny.
Sick brag, bro.
Teeny tiny.
Okay.
Let's hear Ken Rosenthal on the Red Sox and their trade deadline.
Epic fail. Comes off an epic fail last year's deadline.
Hang on, what was that one?
The old DA show there. Epic fail of the night, remember?
Epic fail of the night? Yeah. Classic.
Wow.
Classic. One more time,
how do you break it down?
Epic fail. Got it. Comes off an epic fail last year's deadline with Craig Breslow, and this was an epic fail as well. Now, again, they met the same problem that the Cubs ran into. Joe Ryan is another starting pitcher who wasn't traded, but my understanding is any talks that they had with the Twins were feeble at best. They didn't come at them hard. The Red Sox are one of many teams that uses modeling and tries to figure out what the best values are, and it's all about efficiency and getting the best deal and this and that and the other thing. At some point, you've got to fire. It's the same thing we're saying with the Cubs. And they did not even address first base, which I know they've gotten decent work out of Romy Gonzalez and Abraham Toro, but my goodness, that was a position where they had to act. They tried for Suarez, Eugenio Suarez, and they tried with the idea of playing him at first base. Didn't get him. Didn't get a starter other than Dustin May, who has not been a very successful starter for the Dodgers. And in their bullpen with Steven Matz, he's a swing guy. He can be effective, but my goodness, they needed more. This
my
is a
goodness.
Team that's
my goodness
on the rise.
High.
And again, they may say, "Wow, we're going to be better next year. Our young guys will be that much better." Yeah, that's what the Orioles were saying a year ago. There is no guarantee in this sport or any other. So the Red Sox, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And there's going to be some people in Boston, a lot of people in Boston, questioning what the heck they did.
Including Jones and Keefe.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
My goodness.
That was the my goodness rant there. Thankfully, he censored himself there.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, what are they doing?
He went full Hogdale there.
Speaking of Hogdale, Hogdale had a good tweet. He was responding to Boston Sports Gordo, who had the weekend rotation for the Red Sox. So who's on the hump for the Sox this weekend?
Oh, it's Cooper Criswell. I know
Cooper
that.
Cooper Criswell tonight.
Supposed to be Garrett Crochet, right?
No. They bumped him.
Oh, he's out?
Walker Buehler's day off.
Okay.
It's going to be on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Dustin May Day on Sunday.
Sounds like two World Series champs.
Yeah.
Is the beginning what it sounds of the end. Like
they
going
will
this
be
weekend.
Out of playoff contention by Monday.
We're
going to be talking on Monday. They're not in the playoffs.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah, no, I'm not joking.
A sweep is real on the table this weekend.
Jones tells me he remains on edge.
That will be me on Monday. Remain on edge.
This sucks. I mean, the season was shaping up to be a really fun one in like a good couple of months.
That's the thing that's a shame. The fans were actually kind of, I think the reason there's so much blowback and Breslow's getting booed this morning in Fall River, I think the reason for that is because people were ready to embrace this team, and now they're just going to be like, oh, same old Red Sox. And that is a shame.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a team worth investing in. Yahoo gave the Red Sox an F
good grade. Although Yahoo might also want to give themselves an F because they posted a graphic that them and Fox Sports both posted a graphic that Joe Ryan was going to the Red Sox and
good
then
point.
Immediately deleted it.
Good
so maybe
point.
Yahoo needs to look in the mirror.
Yeah, self-scout a little bit and face yourself. They also said, and we played this clip earlier, the one where Breslow said there's not a lot of sympathy for me these days.
No, there's none.
They described it as an all-time fart of an explanation for his inaction at the trade deadline.
Well, that's a good description.
So that's pretty good from Jake.
Epic fail.
Jake Mintz.
Epic fail from little Kenny Rosenthal.
Little teeny tiny Ken Rosenthal calls it an epic fail. Dave Schoenfeld had the Red Sox on his losers list at the trade deadline. So that's how people feel about it. How do you guys feel about it? You can weigh in. 617-779-7937. Bob's in London, Derry. Go ahead, Bob.
Get him, Bob. Go ahead, Bob. Not ready. All right, that's fine. That happens.
All right. Let's follow it up with David in Florida. That's always good. David, go ahead.
All right.
Hey, I give them an F. I mean, it's so agonizing and painful to listen to Breslow. I mean, he speaks out of his rectum, and this word salad is just beyond pathetic. You guys need to just drill him next time you speak with him or anybody.
Okay. Watch your profanity.
Seriously. Yeah, come on. This is an all ages show.
Good Lord. I mean, they had him squirming quite a bit this morning on the Greg Hill show.
What's more aggressive, that or how they went about the trade deadline last night?
Definitely that.
This seems more aggressive.
No question.
Yeah, I don't think we've been pro Breslow today.
No. But not part of what is annoying to me is the aftermath. It's like, okay, you made some moves. Maybe Mattson may help. I wouldn't wager on it, but maybe. The way he explained it is like extra infuriating.
Yeah.
The way he explained it this morning wasn't any better. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, go back and check it out. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio.
But this was also
and TuneIn apps.
The fear was like a week ago when you were looking at the landscape of the American League. One of the things we said is like the American League's not very good, which is even more reason to sort of buy on this team and improve on the current roster you have and make a run into the playoffs. But we also knew with a week to go, all the teams around you were going to make moves. If nobody made any moves, I'd be like, all right, they could hang on to a wild card spot and let's, you know, fingers crossed, see where things go. You got Garrett Crochet, hope Bayo stays good, and you kind of go from there. But when the Mariners, who can't really hit great, add two middle of the lineup bats.
Yeah, Suarez drove in a run last night. He's already in there helping them. In fairness, they beat the Rangers, which I guess in some way helped you, but they won last night.
Literally all the teams around you added more impactful guys. And you can be like, well, nobody added Joe Ryan, sure, but they all added better players than you added.
Every other team.
Yep.
I think it gets overrated with some of the teams, but every other team got better than you did yesterday around you.
Right, that's it.
That's the case.
And it's not
sure.
like you have this huge cushion either, right? It's not like all these teams got better, but you're seven games up, so they got to chase you down.
What are they up on Texas now? Two?
They are.
Because Texas lost a half game, or they would have gained a half game on Texas,
yeah, they're
right?
One up on Seattle, two up on Texas.
Yeah, that's not much cushion.
No, that'll be over by the weekend.
Adam's in Providence. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
Doing pretty great.
I get the frustration from the fan base. I'm a fan. But I think the goal at the end of the day should be contending, winning the World Series. This is not, even with some of the acquisitions that could have potentially been out there, there's still holes on this team where I don't feel like you could have done anything to make this team a viable World Series contender.
You agree with that,
disagree.
Keith?
Disagree. I know. I disagree completely.
I strongly disagree. It's part of why I'm so frustrated today is because I don't just think they needed to make trades to make the playoffs. There's a chance. They're minus 170 to make the playoffs. I would not bet that. But they could make the playoffs by doing nothing. But I think they could have been a true contender if they made some of these moves yesterday. A righty bat. Call it Suarez and Merrill Kelly. You get those two guys? Or you get O'Hearn or Naylor even. You just get another bat at first base to upgrade Abraham Toro. Yeah. And you get a rental starter like Merrill Kelly. I think you could be a World Series contender today just on the names that move. Never mind the pipe dream of Joe Ryan.
No, 100%. Yeah, I don't subscribe to that at all. Baseball has a long history now of just making the playoffs and then you can be in the World Series. And sometimes you can even win it.
And the AL still stinks.
So that was going to be my question. Is like, are you putting all your eggs in what, the Blue Jays? The Tigers, Astros, those are just the division leaders. So that sort of speaks to, like, right now, those should be the teams that are the favorite to go all the way. So, no, even if they somehow fall backwards into it, which right now I'm not predicting, but if they somehow do hang on and make the playoffs, they have a chance. Doesn't mean they're the favorite, but
Garrett Crochet at the start, like, if he gets two starts in a series, like, you got to give him a chance.
Yeah.
But they would have given themselves a much better chance had they added to it, which they should have.
Twitch chat brought up Christian Campbell, which it's not satisfactory to say, oh, well, we didn't make any moves, but we got Christian Campbell.
I would have traded him.
That's not satisfactory. So I'm not down on him. He's raking right now in AAA.
Sell high.
Well, he's playing almost every day at first base. And so I do wonder if he was part of the equation. I think they'd be wrong about this.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he was part of their calculus in, well, we're not going to overpay for Suarez. We're not going to overpay for Naylor or O'Hearn because we think Campbell can come up and help at first base.
This season?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's the wrong evaluation.
Right,
I disagree
right.
with that evaluation. But I wonder if that was part of it. He's playing at first base almost every day in Worcester.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. We'll continue with your feedback here. If you missed our Top 5 Friday, the top five things to do in October, because the Red Sox won't be playing, you can seek that out at Jones and Keefe. Twitter and Instagram at Keefe21, at Jones, W-E-E-I. We'll get you our week in review coming up at 12:45. Quite a roller coaster yesterday on trade deadline day. We'll recap the whole week here at W-E-E-I. And on the way next, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for a four-pack of questions in the Friday.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Four pack. Friday four pack, Jones and Keith. On WEEI, we're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. A lot of talk about Craig Breslow, his inaction yesterday.
Sure.
That's who I blame. You know, I've been Bres Pro. If he's not going to do anything, I'm not going to turn around and blame the owner. So he failed yesterday, F minus of a grade. You can discuss what the Red Sox did not do, what they should have done, and whether or not they're about to tank the season, which I know Keith and I both think is in play.
Oh, it's happening.
Based on August the last few years. Cora started pouting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I don't feel great about any of that. We will mix in a couple of football thoughts coming up here.
Ooh.
At 11:45. Drake May, some interesting stuff yesterday when he met with the media, and a new rank. I like my rankings, Keith.
Who doesn't like a ranking?
From ESPN. They ranked all the top coaching staffs. Well, that's not true. They ranked all the coaching staffs.
Them, 1 through 32, some high, some low.
In the NFL, yeah. Where did Mike Vrabel and the rest of the Patriots coaching staff fit in? Probably not as high as you think. So we'll get to that coming up. In the meantime, what do we have for our four-pack today, Billy?
First question, should Craig Breslow be fired if the Sox miss the playoffs?
So, yes, but. So the reason why I say yes, but is because...
See, my answer is no, but. So I'm curious.
So, yes, but it took, they interviewed like 15 people to get to Breslow. People turned it down. So my fear would be if you fire another guy so quickly, you had few candidates before, you're going to have even fewer going further. They'd be like, why do I want that job? You got to blame me right away.
You're saying they got to like, they got to have an improvement locked up in their back pocket.
Yes. They got to have somebody that they know is the guy, somebody that's maybe in another market that says, I want Boston. Give me like a 8-year deal. That's extreme. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you need to like, sure, make it worth their while. Somebody like a stud type guy to come in here, because the candidate pool last time around was garbage. And so you could say, all right, if they're not in on the big fish, that's a Henry problem, meaning it'll be any chief baseball officer's problem. But back-to-back horrible deadlines, and this one highlighted even more just because you're actually in the race.
And the AL's so bad.
Yeah, and then if you end up missing the playoffs, then, yeah, I think you should, based on how bad this deadline was.
Okay, so tell me who that is, and I can be talked into that. Okay. But like a Mets-style, like, get David Stearns from the Brewers, that sort of thing?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, like, I could be talked into that, honestly. My answer is no, but, you know, let me... He's going to go into next year on the hot seat. Like, I would not fire him based on this, but he goes into next year where he is dead man walking if they are not a team that makes moves in the offseason. That'll be more about ownership. And in the playoffs next year, he would officially be on the clock, and he should be on the clock if they miss the playoffs this year. I mean, even Bloom. We dump on Bloom. I hated Chaim Bloom as a GM. He made the playoffs year two, right? He made the ALCS. That was year two, wasn't
2021, it? 2021, they made the ALCS.
And
they got Kyle Schwarber.
Which was a move that I liked but did not think would be as impactful as it was.
Well, it didn't have instant results because he was hurt, but he came back a couple of weeks afterwards and then ended up being like a folk hero here.
So, look, I'm very disappointed in Breslow. I don't fire him if they miss the playoffs, but he goes in the next year firmly on the hot seat. And, yeah, maybe a dead man walking, but I don't hate your answer. You tell me who the GM is. Stearns, Dombrowski, I mean, I don't think he's coming back here. But, you know, like a high-end GM, if you have that guy lined up, sure, fire Breslow.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
What else, Billy?
Would you rather Terry McLaurin or Micah Parsons?
So Terry McLaurin, I thought was just going to end up signing a deal with the Commanders, and then yesterday you find out that he has now demanded a trade.
I still think he's going to sign with the Commanders. Well, but
he's demanding a trade, so I think it's like more possible than it was a week ago.
Ayuk demanded a trade.
Yeah. And he got his contract, I guess. So maybe McLaurin will get his contract, but...
Debo demanded a trade. He eventually left via free agency, but like...
But there are some interesting odds moving around. Now, you can say sometimes this is just to get the bets going or whatever else, or maybe they have real intel. But they're like, who will Terry McLaurin play for week one? And the Commanders are still the favorite, but that number went way down. Whereas like a week ago, you could bet on it as well, and it was like not even worth betting. And then the Patriots were, for a moment, the second team, and then they flipped with the Raiders. Now the Raiders are like plus whatever to get them, then the Patriots.
So the Pats are third on the list.
Though. Yeah, and they do come to New England next week for joint practices, which would be amazing theater if they just like made a trade.
You think we can score a sit-down? He probably won't be making the trip.
That'd be great. Yeah, maybe. Or if it's a hold-in, maybe he will, then we get him up to
We had a plan,
up
Keith,
to the blue level.
We had a plan to bring Roman Anthony back from Worcester.
Let's turn our sights to Terry McLaurin.
That never quite came to fruition, but he came up shortly after that.
Yeah.
Let's turn our sights to Terry McLaurin, a Celtics pride,
yes,
Patriots pride level thing.
Speaking of Damon Wayans, another Damon Wayans reference an hour and a half into the show. His name was Lewis Scott in that movie.
So is your answer McLaurin?
So it is. Micah Parsons is a better player. Like, in a vacuum, he's a better player. But I kind of like the Patriots' defense. And I think the bigger need and to really unlock Drake May would be to have Steph Diggs and Terry McLaurin together. So, yeah, give me that.
So McLaurin's really good. I think Madden overrated. We went through the Madden rankings yesterday.
Like sixth for wideouts.
That's way too high. He's a top 20 receiver, though,
top
in the
20?
NFL.
He might be top 10.
Oh, I don't
top
think
12.
So. I don't think that.
All right, you're going to have to come up with 20 guys then that are better than him.
He had a great year last year.
He's had several great years in a row.
He's
consistent.
He had by far his best year last year.
He
touchdown
finally had a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, he never had a quarterback.
So I think my answer is Micah Parsons. And let me illustrate it this way. Rewind to before the draft. We were talking about trading the number 4 pick for Parsons and Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give up the number 4 pick for McLaurin.
No.
Okay, so to me, no. Parsons is just such a better player.
But that was also before they had gotten like Milton Williams and Harold Landry and Robert Spillane. Like none of those guys are Micah Parsons, but they really did add to their defense.
I would have done all that, yeah, right up until the draft.
No, true, but their receiving core, like seeing it, like okay, like you know, Booty and Pop Douglas are making a play here or there. So I just think McLaurin would be better.
McLaurin's
for
a bigger need. He's a better fit.
Yeah.
Parsons is such a better player.
Yeah,
it's fine. Not funny. That's so fine. My answer would be Parsons. It was your girl Russini who had the report today that he might request a trade.
Okay. Well.
So what do you think? He's going to sign a long-term extension?
Max deal right now.
Yep.
Huge deal.
Okay, I would answer that one, Parsons. What's next, Billy?
What is the best concert you've ever gone to?
I would probably say, and not just because of recent events, but when I saw Ozzy Osbourne in concert, he was good, and I've mentioned this on the radio before, but prior to him was both Mudvayne and Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
That was probably the best concert I've ever been to. That was pretty crazy.
Wait, that was not Ozfest, correct?
No, it wasn't.
You saw
like
him
the Married in Mayhem tour. Yeah. There was like four bands, and he was the headliner. He closed out the show, and he was still very, very good. But Rob Zombie put on the craziest show I think I'd ever seen. So I'd probably go Zombie.
I saw Rodrigo, Chapel Roan open for Rodrigo last year.
Olivia Rodrigo and Chapel Roan?
Pretty strong concert.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
that
strong.
Must have been good.
Pretty good.
Okay.
There were a lot of...
How did you end up there?
A lot of 16-year-olds there. My wife and some friends, we all decided to go to that show. I went there last year to the Garden, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's
the last concert I went to.
I was going
to
say, a couple concerts I saw with my wife would be like Lady Gaga did put on a good show.
Gaga would be great.
Gaga
I would love to
good.
See Gaga.
I saw Billy Joel. Get a lot of hits. This guy's just like a hit parade.
He is.
He was pretty good.
That's less for me.
Okay.
That's the last. I'm trying to think of other concerts I even like that I went to.
Bruno Mars was pretty awesome.
Bruno Mars on him. I would love to see Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I saw Bruno Mars at the Garden.
That's a showman.
Maybe 2019 nice. Around that time. Yeah, no, it was an awesome show.
That's a showman right there.
Absolute showman. And a band with a horn section. I'm in.
Yeah, Rodrigo True. And Roan. I think that's top of my list
that's
right now.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's
no,
pretty,
that's
good.
Pretty good.
All right, what else we have?
Last one. It's the best summer song.
So I have an answer. You tell me if this is a summer song.
I think of it, but go ahead.
I think of it as a summer song.
All right. Well, then that counts.
I don't know if you're going to count it. I think Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus. that is 4th of July.
Yeah, no, that counts.
That's a summer song.
Yeah, back why wouldn't that count?
Back of the pickup truck.
Yeah.
Flags flying.
Have you ever been in the back of a pickup truck?
I've been in them. Okay. I've never owned a pickup truck, but I've been in the back of a pickup
making
truck.
Love in the back of a pickup truck. It's like, when have you ever done that?
Ah, well. I think Party in the USA, Miley. That's
okay,
what I think of
that's
for the
your
summer.
Song?
Yeah, get
of
the summer
all
going.
The song, of all the summer songs of all time.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Okay.
Yeah. What's yours?
Steal My Sunshine by Len?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good
that
one.
That was great. Every time that would pop on, like on TRL in the summer back
ooh,
in like the 90s, you're like, hell yeah.
Don't tell me your other one is Summer Girls LFO, because
no,
that's a good
not.
One, actually.
That is a good one.
Now that we think about
this
it.
This was a little sadder.
Oh.
But Lana Del Rey, Summertime Sadness.
Oh, I don't know if I know
that. Oh, yeah, you do.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. It's great. It's one of her big hits.
Okay.
It's one of her excellent hits. So I would say those two. So give me Len. I feel like may have been a one-hit wonder, but that's fine. It was a summer hit.
Yeah.
So it lives on forever.
Ooh, I might want to put Summer Girls at the top of my list. That's a good one.
Summer Girls.
Yeah.
Summer Girls is good, too.
Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer. Yeah.
JT Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, that's a good
okay.
one.
Okay.
You're thinking Trolls.
No.
Not yet,
anyway.
That's in Trolls, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Everything's in Trolls.
Yeah. I don't think I know this.
This is incredible. Yeah.
Do I?
Wait till like the hook really gets going.
Oh, yeah, where's the hook?
It's coming. It's coming.
It's a long walk.
It's the summertime.
Oh, I do know this. Okay, I know this. Okay, you're right. I know this song.
Because every once in a while you're not feeling great.
Yeah.
You know, you're not always all smiles. Every once in a while you're having a sad, so you want to crank that in the car a little
like
bit.
Like the Vitamin C song that came out.
Oh, yeah.
That song came out late 90s, early 2000.
Yeah.
How Bizarre, good one. Summertime, Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff. I like this, though. Jones, My Sister Rocks Harder Than You.
That's true.
Smooth
by Rob Thomas and Santana.
Not a hard rock guy.
Smooth?
Yeah.
It's a summer jam.
That is a summer jam. That's a good one.
Ooh, Cool for the Summer. Demi Lovato. That's a good one. Nice.
Cool for the Summer. Yeah, that counts. Why not?
Sweet.
Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town.
Well, what's funny about Trolls is Trolls plays all like real songs, but the Trolls sing them, right?
And so,
yeah, your girl Anna Kendrick.
So CeCe can't believe that, like, I know some of the songs. She's like, how do you know this one? I'm like, well, that's a song.
Well,
that's
I've
like
seen
a 40-year-old song.
I've seen all the Trolls.
They got Crazy Train in there.
Oh, yeah.
They got Rock You Like a Hurricane in there.
I didn't explain to Lucas what happened to Ozzy Osbourne, but I was like, yeah, you know.
He's dead. You didn't tell him that?
He's rocking in the sky.
He is.
He is.
He's smiling down. Actually, no, he's probably looking up. Right?
That's fair.
I mean,
the Prince of Darkness.
If it's on brand, he should be looking up at us.
Good point. He shouldn't be celebrating in the sky. That's true. But no, I blew his mind when I was like, you know, Queen Barb's dad? He sings this. He sings Crazy Train.
Sure
That's
does.
Really him.
Yeah, he
yeah,
does.
Really him.
It's a good track, too.
Okay. So those are songs of the summer.
Yeah, just some of them.
In the Friday 4-pack, every Friday on Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. 617-779-7937. Brief, and I mean brief, break from the Red Sox. Venting about the trade deadline. Let's get to the Patriots coaching staff and where they fit in. What's the update?
Good one from Dice. Summertime sadness is the anthem for Alex Cora after another disappointing trade deadline. The new song for the Red Sox.
That is their song of the summer for the Red Sox for sure. Let's see where Mike Vrabel fit in with the other coaching staffs in the NFL.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Next. I'll tell you what, Keith. Pretty good pick.
Yeah, I love
it. That's a nice pick.
Oh, how can you not have a smile on your face listening to that?
Well, trying to cheer people up a little bit with the Red Sox and the deadline yesterday.
Yeah, tough deadline.
We'll get back to them.
They let everybody down.
At high noon. Quick thought on the Patriots here. And then we got the Week in Review, 12:45, grab bag, clip du jour.
Woo.
All that good stuff. Just real quick before we get into the ESPN coaching staff rankings. I'll be consistent, and we mentioned this yesterday, but I'll double down. The first day of, was it OTAs? What was it? First day of OTAs, minicamps? I think it was OTAs. Remember May was throwing picks left and right?
Yeah, yeah, he didn't have a good first couple days.
And even the next week, I remember Curran coming on WEEI afternoons and talking about how he's throwing like a shortstop, scattershot, all these things. I'm like, oh, crap, well, this is a bad sign. Mm-hmm. I'll be consistent. I was worried about that then. I was worried about the adjustment to a new offense and Drake May in year two. And I feel much better about that now. Like, I'll get on him for throwing a bunch of picks early in OTAs.
Yeah.
I give him a lot of credit. He could have thrown one to Peppers. He's right. We highlighted it in real time when it happened at the very first training camp practice. But the fact that he hasn't thrown any, when this is a guy we're talking about cleaning up the turnovers in year two, I do feel really good about that.
Yeah, so do I. This is definitely a so far so good with, you know, arrow pointing up and all that. Like, it's been a good start to camp for Drake May, because some of the previous seasons, including last year when it was him and Jacoby Brissett, obviously the years before with Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, even going back to the Cam Newton year, it was a lot of like, this offense is a mess and like everything looks bad and like the quarterbacks have no time or they're not completing passes or whatever else. Like, this has been pretty good for the starting unit, right? Like, yeah, there's drops and there's like, you know, there's been a fumbled snap, but it's also training camp. So, like, it's not going to be perfect. I don't think any team around the league has had a perfect start to it. But you're right. One of the things that's going to, you know, get you that big year two jump for Drake May would be cleaning up the turnovers, right?
100%.
Because like, Mike Vrabel's even said they're not asking the guy to throw for 350 yards a game. That's not going to be what they do. But if you're throwing for 220 a game with a pick every game, that's different, right? But if you're spacing those out, then like, okay, you can win that way.
Well, and you mentioned the ball on the ground. Like, that's not overly alarming to me from Drake May's standpoint. He is the common denominator in the ball getting put on the ground. But we project Garrett Bradbury is going to be the starter. And he only has had one fumbled exchange with him. The guy we had a bunch with is going to be, we think, your opening day week one left guard, Jared Wilson.
Shout out to Jared Wilson,
who is officially our Hoss of the Week.
Hoss of the Week should be.
We just handed that out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. The graphic is up. He is officially our Hoss of the Week. So congratulations, Jared Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, he went from a third-round pick to maybe fighting for the center spot to, as of today, your starting left guard. So, like, that's pretty good because, you know, they addressed some of the offensive line in free agency, Morgan Moses, Garrett Bradbury. You have Mike Onwenu as like the one return guy that you can feel good about. And then they might have their starting left side of the line from the draft. And obviously there's going to be a lot of pressure on Will Campbell, and that's been way more mixed. But Wilson, to sort of take over that role already, that's a good sign.
I mean, what are we, 2 weeks into training camp? Yeah. He's already Hoss of the Week?
Hoss of the Week.
Real good sign.
Yes.
Real good sign.
Because most people, and myself included, talking about the draft, go, oh, Will Campbell this, Travion Henderson this, Kyle Williams this.
Then cut it off.
Or you even jump down to, like, Woodson. Yeah. Like, there's, like, talk about Woodson. And you're like, oh, what's the kicker going to do? And Wilson got sort of ignored largely. And now you can make
just
the case.
Just been erased.
Yeah, we were talking about the eraser, Woodson. You can make the case that Wilson might be the best rookie so far. And that's with Kyle Williams having a couple of highlight
plays. I think
it's
definitely fair to say he's had the best camp. So you're going to have to bring along the rookies. The coaching staff will. ESPN, Ben Solak, ranked all the coaching staffs, head coach and the coordinators, O coordinator, D coordinator, special teams coordinator. Patriots checked in number 30 last year with Gerard Mayo and his staff. That actually seems a touch high.
Wait a minute. There were worse coaching staffs than Mayo, Van Pelton, Covington?
Let me see if I can find out who was lower than that staff going into it last
Titans,
year.
Brian Callahan and those guys.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe Titans or maybe Panthers, right? With Canales.
Hang on, I can get this. Oh, it's behind a paywall.
Could have been them.
That just means I got to sign in. If you give me a minute, I can tell you what the rankings were a year ago.
Because that's funny that they were 30th, because that seems high.
Mike Vrabel and company this year, number 20. He writes, Vrabel's a good coach who will quickly return competency to the head coaching staff in New England. He says that's clear as day. However, I think some estimations of the impact he had in Tennessee and will have in New England have overreached. Vrabel was 54-45 as the head coach. He won the division twice in 6 years. He made the postseason 3 times where he went 2-2 in 4 playoff games. He was more of a CEO, I thought this was interesting, as head coach of the Titans, but he also had a big hand in the defense. And his defenses weren't perennially above average over those 6 seasons. 13th in points per drive, 16th in success rate, 17th in EPA. So I can give you more, but that's where they ranked 20 out of 32. They were 30 a year ago, as you pointed out, Keith, with Gerard Mayo. So your thoughts on that?
You know what? I, like you, wasn't the biggest, like, bring in Mike Vrabel as the head coach. I thought, similar to Josh McDaniels, honestly, it was one of those, it could be a lot worse is how I viewed it. I wanted Ben Johnson. Now, he could flame out in Chicago. He might not be very good. And I'd be like, all right, I was wrong about that. But I wanted an offensive guy, and they went in a different direction.
But I still thought as a group they might be ranked higher. I did. Not much higher. Like there are Super Bowl winning coaches on there. There are some obvious ones that are going to be in your top 5, 6, 7, 8. But I thought maybe in the top half. Right. I thought 16. I was just like guessing a number.
Exactly. If you would ask me, I would guess 15 or 16. Right.
But he
middle
does
of the pack.
Rank ahead of Ben Johnson's staff. He ranks ahead of Kevin Stefanski's staff. I think Stefanski's a good. Now right. It's all of them, right? It's both coordinators lumped in as well.
I didn't notice Ben Johnson on that list when I was scrolling, but I did notice Stefanski. I didn't realize Johnson's staff
22.
Is that low.
22. But let me just throw a couple at you real quick. So 19th on the list, one ahead of the Patriots, is Miami with Mike McDaniel, Frank Smith, and Anthony Weaver. Like, I don't know. Like, Mike McDaniel is kind of trending in the wrong direction.
The shine has come off.
Yeah, I would say so. And it's funny, they were ranked 9th a year ago.
Yeah.
So they've dropped 10 spots.
Yeah, look, I probably would take Vrabel over him. I think when we did this exercise, we were picking the head coaching battle, and we went through the Patriots schedule.
Vrabel over McDaniel.
I think I did take Vrabel over him, yeah.
18th is the Colts with Shane Steichen, Jim Bob Cooter, and Lou Anarumo.
I didn't realize they had Jim Bob, but I would take Vrabel, yeah.
Me too. Zach Taylor is 17th with the Bengals.
You probably got to give Taylor the edge there, but I don't like Zach Taylor as a coach, and I don't have a problem with him being ahead on the list. He's been to a Super Bowl, but I think I would prefer Vrabel.
Yeah, Mike McDonald from
Seattle?
The Seahawks is 16.
We definitely have Vrabel
with Clint Kubiak as the offensive coordinator.
They won 10 games somehow last year, but I would have Vrabel ahead of him.
Yeah, interesting. And then how about this one? Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Patrick Graham. Where do you think they're ranked?
Oh, I wouldn't have a problem with that one being ahead of Vrabel. Where are they?
9th.
That's too high. I wouldn't have them that far ahead of Vrabel.
Right.
But I would have them ahead.
Yeah, that one's strange. And so the Raiders last year were actually ranked 32.
Did you
say that?
Raiders were 32. 31. Any guesses?
All right. Well, if it wasn't the Raiders.
Honestly, Solak did a pretty good job with this last year.
Panthers?
Outside of 31.
Panthers?
He had the Commanders 31.
Really?
Yeah. So that wasn't very good, but honestly, he mostly nailed it.
As I say, where are the Commanders ranked now?
Raiders, Pierce out of a job. He had the Commanders 31st. New England, Jerome Mayo out of a job, 30. He had the Saints, Dennis Allen, 29, out of a job.
Yeah.
And this is the whole coaching staff.
Okay.
He had the Titans, 28. Brian Callahan had the worst record in the NFL. Dave Canales at 27. And then he had McDonald low. So, but most of it he did a pretty good job with,
to be honest. So he moved the Commanders all the way up to 13. So Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, and Joe Witt are the defensive coordinators. They're up to 13.
So you're supposed to win games with the coaching staff. And according to one list, it's just one list, you're 20th out of 32. So if you're hitching your wagons to that, ESPN would tell you maybe don't.
Does, by the way, have Minnesota number one. Which
good
is interesting.
Real good staff.
I like the staff. Chiefs are number two. Because you're wondering, Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, Steve Spagnuolo.
That's true.
Like, that's pretty
good. I guess it shouldn't be over Reid.
Kevin O'Connell, Wes Phillips, and Brian Flores.
Yeah, I would put
it's
a lot.
It's good. It's very good.
I don't think I'd have a lot of stock in the head coach on this, though, and O'Connell should be very high.
Right.
617-779-7937. All your feedback there if you want to talk Patriots. But that was your brief little opportunity to do so because we're getting back to the Red Sox doing nothing yesterday at the trade deadline. Are you buying Craig Breslow's excuses that he made last night and this morning on the Greg Hill Show? We'll get to it next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.